How would the difficulties you experienced in writing The Dim Hypothesis have been different if you had written the book surrounded by a rational culture? Well, I don't think they would have been different in that case, because the main problem of that book was the difficulty of integrating, of taking all those four branches and all those six periods against all those five epistemologies and holding it in mind and keeping it all together. The only way that a rational culture would have affected the difficulty would be, you know, my motive, my reason for believing that the book would have an effect would be much better, and therefore, you know, would write more easily. But on the other hand, if it was already a rational culture, I might have thought, well, why kill myself? We already are here, so it's hard to rewrite history. And now another question from the same person. How would your difficulty have been different if Ayn Rand had edited the book the way she did The Ominous Parallels? It would have been 1,000 times easier, because whenever you're stuck, I went to her. And I remember I was, very young at the time, but she said to me, let's save time. Don't struggle forever with a question. Come and I'll help you with it. So help me with it means, as soon as I asked the question, she gave me a definitive statement or speech of the answer. So, you know, she took care of many, many problems. There were many, many others that I brought to her. And, you know, I didn't think there was a question that she found, but she made it much, much easier. She could answer, well, I'm not going to take your time. She could answer everything that I ever asked on any aspect of that book at all, even not only, you know, major philosophy, but even down to, at one point, if you ever look at the book earlier, I gave a presentation of Plato followed by a presentation of Aristotle, and I felt that it was too abrupt a transition from the last statement on Plato to the first on Aristotle, and I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to say, now let's consider Aristotle, which is a sign of hopeless writer. So I thought and thought, I mentioned to her, I was having, she said, oh, that's okay. She sat down. That's the one sentence in the whole book. She sat down, she looked at it, and she wrote the transition. Absolutely perfect. Unbelievable. And that is the sentence, I never touched that, is the sentence in the book. It's the sentence between Plato and Aristotle in the early part of the book. So, you know, she could do anything. I mean, in literature and writing.